Chapter 15. The Plan That Failed. As Griffin spoke, Kemp looked out of the window and saw three men. They were near the house. "What are your plans now?" he asked.
"I wanted to go through France to Spain. It is hot there. A man can live and be invisible. But the vagabond stole my money and hid my books, Kemp. Do you know where he is?"
"He's in the police station."
"We must get my books," said the invisible man.
He started to walk up and down the study.
"You told no one that I am here, absolutely no one?"
he asked. "Of course not," Kemp replied, and looked impatiently out of the window.
"It will be easier now," continued Griffin. "Now you can help me. You can be my partner. Being invisible can only help me to kill and to escape. Everyone knows now that there is an invisible man. And..."
he stopped speaking and listened.
"I can hear somebody coming up the stairs," he said. "You told them that I am here. You are a liar."
Kemp ran to the door and opened it. Invisible fingers grabbed Kemp's throat and pushed him into a corner by the stairs. The invisible man threw the dressing gown on top of him. The chief of police was on the stairs. He looked in horror at Kemp and the empty dressing gown. Suddenly, something hit the chief of police and threw him down the stairs. Then the front door of the house closed with a bang. "My God!" cried Kemp. "He escaped! Now what are we going to do?"